Take your pick, surveillance or security. How much privacy are you willing to give up for safety? You get the first word today.
Hi, this is Chris from St. Paul, Minnesota. My answer is none.
Hi, my name is Crash. I'm calling from Milwaukee. I've given plenty up for convenience already.
This is Spence from Indianola, Mississippi. I am willing to give up some privacy for security. It really depends on who gets to determine threat is imminent.
Freedom is inherently dangerous.
This is Meg from Nashville, and I think the less privacy we have, the less control we have.
This is Jamal Downer from Brooklyn, New York. I've never assumed that I had any privacy in public spaces. Maybe it's from growing up black and traversing mostly white spaces, but I've always felt as if my actions in public were being scrutinized.
Hello, this is Bill from Seattle, and privacy is safety. You can't trade one for the other. Imagine somebody looking through your window or following you down the street or searching for your garbage. Do these things make you feel safe?
We live in the safest time in recorded history, yet are completely paranoid.
Definitely a lot of you feeling one way on this, but the question is, should you even have to choose? I'm Tanzina Vega. This is The Takeaway, and all this week we've been exploring policing technology and the privacy we give up in the name of public safety. Cell phones are at the heart of this conversation, of course, and in a minute we'll hear about how law enforcement could use your phone in an investigation. But first, how are police making use of smartphone technology to improve their own work? Well, it turns out apps are increasingly important to cops, like at the New York City Police Department, where the times they are a-changin'.
Would you believe that 4 years ago, your average New York City police officer did not have an email address, did not have a phone number or a voicemail? The basic tools that you and I use day in and day out.
Today, the NYPD says it's turning to smartphone apps to make their job easier, faster, and safer. And one way is with an app that alerts a cop's cell phone when gunshots are detected anywhere in the city.
We have deployed gunshot detection sensors around 70 square miles of New York City, largely in the precincts that have the highest incidence of shootings. And whenever those sensors detect a gunshot, they will send an alarm to the officers' smartphones in the area.
That's Jessica Tisch, and she's the New York Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Information Technology. And she says using this technology can mean the difference between life and death.
We had a shot spotter alert for one shot fired. Patrol officers received the alert directly on their smartphones and responded to the location. Upon arrival, officers found shell casings and a blood trail. They found the victim suffering from a single gunshot wound. There were no 911 calls associated with those shots fired. So, without the notification on their smartphones, officers would have never been alerted to this incident.
The NYPD has created a whole host of new apps that serve different purposes. But as cops become faster thanks to smartphones, does the privacy of civilians go by the wayside? I asked Deputy Commissioner Tisch about these new apps and what they mean for our safety and our privacy.
Police still use their radio. They still have the 911 calls that they need to respond to dispatched to them over the radio. But they also now have an app custom built around how they do their jobs on their smartphones that they use to get all of the 911 information about the jobs that they have to respond to. So, for example, if a police officer is tasked with responding to a 911 job about domestic violence, for example, the app on the smartphone will not only give them all of the information that the call taker provided, but any history, for example, of domestic violence at that address. It's designed to tell the cops a little information about what's behind the door that they're responding to.
I understand we're trying to make sure that the police understand what type of situation they're walking into, but often with these types of technologies, there's also a concern about the privacy of the person on the other side of the door. Have you guys thought about that at all and sort of what concerns that could raise for the people who are being policed?
Sure. So to clarify here, this initiative doesn't give officers access to any new types of information. It gives them access to the information that they would otherwise only be able to access in their precincts on their desktop computers. Quick access to the information that they need where they need it, which is out in the field.
Mm-hmm. And with so much access and information on the phones, what type of security measures are in place in case the officer misplaces the phone, loses the phone, and has sensitive information on it?
A huge amount of time, energy, and money has gone in to just that issue, securing these devices. So, for example, if an officer loses the phone is remotely wiped. The officer requires two-factor authentication in order to get into the NYPD apps on the smartphone. We have pen tested them, which means we've done tests where we try to break, we hire people to try to break into the phones, and we are constantly reviewing the security measures around the phones to make sure that the personally identifiable information that they have access to on these smartphones can't be misused.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're looking at this week as we look at the advances in technology and policing are a couple things. One is the amount of data that's available to police locally, at the state level, and even at the federal level. And what I mean by that is how all of this data that's being collected on Americans is essentially starting to be shared. And I'm wondering if these phones will, if they don't currently, will allow police officers to get data from other states or from, say, FBI databases, et cetera, et cetera.
The phones aren't directly related to the information sharing initiatives that we have underway. We do have other information sharing initiatives underway, but the phones are really a different way of presenting the information that we have to our officers where they need it the most. I should add that the phones have created huge operational efficiencies. So, for example, we were talking about the 911 app that the officers have on their phones. Since that app has been deployed, response times for critical crimes in progress, so if you call 911 about an active ongoing crime, those response times are down 14% since before the phones were deployed. Now, obviously, it's not just the phones that are leading to the decrease in response times. We have more officers in sector cars on the streets as part of our neighborhood policing initiative. But this, the phones and the 911 app certainly play a very important part in that decrease in response times.
Jessica Tisch is the New York Police Department's Deputy Commissioner for Information Technology. Commissioner Tisch, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.